right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. It's directed by Luc Besson. It's written by Pierre Christine and Jean-Claude Mizares. It's based on a series of graphic novels. It stars Dame DeHaan, Cara Delevingne, and Clive Owen. And the synopsis is, a dark force threatens Alpha, a vast metropolis and home to species of a thousand planets. Special operatives Valerian and Loreline must race to identify the marauding menace and safeguard not just Alpha, but the future of the universe. And that is complete BS. And Matt, how did you feel about Valerian?
This movie had a lot of potential as far as being the next killer franchise. Again, I use the word potential. There was a lot of bases that it was trying to cover regarding the movie because, I mean, it's a big, expansive universe. The way they went around doing it, I don't think was well thought of because although there was a lot of ground to cover, I think they just put too much in the movie regarding the casting of these characters, especially movies of this caliber, that you would think that they would have some kind of star power or staying power. It wasn't necessarily the acting that was bad or the script writing it was bad. I don't feel that any of the main characters had any presence. This movie was 2 hours, 15 minutes. They tried to do too much, too soon, too fast, rather than taking the normal path of growth with characters and getting to know them and their small little quirks. I think they tried to do too much.
Matt, I agree with what you're saying. The main problem is that the lead character, played by Dame DeHaan, who is Valerian, is completely unlikable. His character is essentially Tom Cruise from the past few movies that he has done. He's the everyman who's a gigolo ladies man and tries to have charisma. The problem is that he's completely unlikable. There was way too many points in this movie where he was just telling his partner, Cara Delevingne, that, oh yeah, you want me. You know you want me. She just really has no purpose in this movie other than just being a sexual attraction for Dame DeHaan's character. Dame DeHaan's just sexually frustrated. Dude really just needed to go jerk off for real.
What? Hold on, what?
All right, so... Hold on. All right, so the main character, he is a stereotypical 1990s science fiction guy. So this movie is a space cop, buddy cop movie. So think of it just like the Green Lantern, and you have Dame DeHaan's character, who is Major Valerian, and then Cara Delevingne, who is his partner, Sergeant Loreline, and they're just going on missions that the Green Lantern Corps sends them out on. I believe in, like, maybe the first real scene that they were in, he talks about marrying her.
Yeah, in the first scene.
And all they are just co-workers.
Not even, like, any build-up or nothing.
Also, along with the story, Matt was talking about the story. The story is really Avatar, John Carter, and Total Recall. It's Avatar from the standpoint where you have, like, this race of beings that are in tune with nature and someone that is an emissary going between two different worlds to protect them. That is Avatar. That is this movie. And this movie proceeds to do nothing with that premise other than this wild goose chase around a space station. That is this whole movie. Drag that on for 2 hours with Dame DeHaan's character being ultra machismo, this boring plot line about this mystery that's going on, and just very poor writing. It's completely boring.
So let me ask you this. So was the movie that unwatchable to you, Matt?
I think the front part of the movie was unwatchable because, again, they tried to do too much too soon. And the beginning of the storyline, in my opinion, was all discombobulated. Like, you got bits and pieces here and there. And it wasn't like a transparent storyline. It wasn't until the end that kind of they spoon-feed you everything. But I was like, you know what? I kind of wish they gave me a taste.
Yeah, there's a lot of exposition.
That way it kept me interested.
There's a lot of exposition in this movie.
So basically, we're just saying the pacing is pretty off.
The pacing was off. The revealing of major plots or what was supposed to connect the movie together and make it whole. It was a lot of time non-existent.
You know what? I wonder how accurate this is to the source material.
Well, it doesn't really matter because the way that the movie is, the way that the movie is structured, nothing is important. As in, nothing is important as Rihanna is in this. As a space prostitute, I don't know what her role was, but then she dies.
A glamour pod. She was a shapeshifter.
Or octopus.
Yeah, that was some pretty ugly graphics.
So,
did you think that graphic was good?
You mean the CG?
Yeah, for her particular character.
I like some of the concepts, some of the effects, but eventually I just didn't care. The whole movie is just one big chase scene, and you're just going through different areas, just like some parts of Avatar. I'm just going to ruin the movie. At the beginning of the movie, a race of aliens go extinct. The whole point of the movie, not all of them died. They survived, and they want to come back and recover an item that one guy who was responsible for killing them may or may not have. That is the whole movie.
Being that he's speaking that, and when the first time I saw it, I looked at Barry. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? There's this thing called the replicator. When I say thing, I mean my pet. So they feed it a pearl. It shits pearls.
The pearls are energy. That they have whatever amount of nuclear energy
to fuel the planet.
And again, it's like kind of like water Avatar planet.
What?
That little pet, which could fit in a
fanny pack.
She carried it in her fanny pack, except she wore it behind her.
And they're just going on this wild goose chase around different areas of the star base. And each area may be inhabited by different alien races. So the point is, this hidden race of aliens has been hiding on the ship, trying to recover all the items that Valerian and Lorelon have so they can recreate their planet and get off the ship. Everything that was happening was just boring.
This sounds bad, man.
It was just boring. I look over to Matt.
Sounds really bad.
And Matt is asleep. He is snoring.
Damn, man.
Man, it was the beginning of the movies, and you want
to
know?
No.
I thought it was a mistake. Mind you, I had to watch it the following morning, on Sunday morning. I had to watch it again because my parents wanted to watch it. Check this out. I fell asleep during the same time. I woke up at the same part.
How is that even possible that you have seen this bad movie twice?
Oh, God.
Twice in 2 days. You need
I saw
to put
it the
down,
next morning at 9:40, bro.
Put down your foot, tell them no. Could have went to go see Girls Trip.
I heard that was actually pretty good.
You could have went to go see Dunkirk.
Was his partner at least serious? Was there anything?
No. This is...
No, she was whack as fuck, too.
You know that was the Chantress, right? Did she start twerking in this, too?
No.
Okay.
She was Chantress?
Yep, she was Enchantress, yeah.
She put a better performance in that than this.
And then there's a part where, like... These droids just start destroying people because they're working with Clive Owen, and his character is like a high-ranking general, and it's this cover-up. They try to execute Order 66, and they still fail. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible movie.
But you gotta admit, it had potential.
It could have.
The movie had potential. It had a universe. It had a culture.
That's why I wanted to know about the actual source material, the actual graphic novel, because...
I'm just saying, this is Luc Besson, the Femme Nikita, Leon the Professional, the Fifth Element, and then you have this movie. He also did that movie with Robert De Niro called The Family, which was terrible.
The what?
The Family. Like, he was in the mob, and they went to go live in France.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, he's a pretty...
No. Not with this
decent
movie.
Visual director.
Visually?
He might have been.
It.
But that acting is not that great.
Yeah, the acting is the biggest problem. The acting and the story, which is about 50% of the whole movie, is so long, it could have taken out maybe like a half an hour and been a better movie.
Yeah, there was this, I mean...
And the whole time, Matt is holding up zeros.
Oh my God.
Look over. And he's just holding up zero. I'm like, is that an okay symbol? Like, no, that's a zero. So, Matt, since you have seen this movie twice, what is your score for Valerian, the City of a Thousand Planets?
I'd give it a 2. It had potential. And the plot in the end, I'm like, oh, okay. It's probably the only part that got positive scores for me. The CGI was not up to speed, especially given a movie in 2017. And I think this movie got a pretty big budget.
So the budget for this movie was $177 million. And it has gross $17 million.
$17 million. They better hope they recoup it in the international market.
That is not possible.
Yeah, I don't see that being possible because, one, I didn't even know shit about this movie at all. I mean, I knew it was coming out, but I didn't know what type of hype behind it. They were just going by the hype of it being a graphic novel.
And what did you think of Barry of the suit that he was in?
I really didn't pay attention.
He's getting his butt whooped in the suit when he had to chase that person. He was busting down walls. He was flying. Well, not flying, but underwater.
Everything with this movie is just convenient. It just serves a purpose in order to move the story along. It doesn't make sense. So I'm going to echo Matt's sentiment, and I'm going to give this a 2.5. And one of the reasons I'm going to give it a 2.5 is because Matt bought the seats, and the theater that we were in was like some, I'm not sure if it was a D-Box theater. As soon as the promo hit for the theater that we were in, just saying like, hey, well, this is the theater technology. And the seats were rumbling, speakers behind us. And I'm like, this is going to be awesome. Then we see the movie and the movie stinks. And other than some of the visual effects that sometimes looked okay, sometimes did not look okay, there's nothing to this. Like something like A Cure for Wellness, James, sets up a very good story. Same actor, Dame DeHaan. This one, terrible. He doesn't do anything well in this movie. It is completely long with his character and his partner hitting on his partner the whole time. The premise seems like it was taken from a Deep Space Nine episode and a Star Trek Next Generation episode. I wish Keith was on. We probably could discuss that a little bit further. Again, it's just super long. It's very boring. And then I look over to the other side of me. There's this kid just holding his hands up like, what the hell? Like, what the hell did I just watch? And he's just sitting there for about a good 45 seconds just like, huh?
It'll be out on DVD by, what's today, July? Probably by September.
It'll be on TBS maybe by Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I mean, when you have something like The Maze Runner, The Maze Runner kind of makes sense. Decent movie. This one, everything that is a teen novel, graphic novel, does not need to be made into a movie. I don't care if you have the rights to it and it sounds cool. This is a very dumb idea for a very dumb movie. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. And you can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube. Matt fell asleep in the movie.
Twice.
It
was the same part.
I forgot to touch on this, but at the very end of the movie, they're trying to fix a control panel. So the droids come in, Order 66.
Shit, let's not even...
Order 66 is executed. They're trying to eliminate all the Jedi, all the space cops. This one guy breaks out what I know to be a Black & Decker electric screwdriver.
Out of fucking nowhere.
He breaks
out. You
gotta
stop that bomb from going off.
He breaks out an electric screwdriver.
All right, I got it, Commander.
And it's like, unhooks the panel and tries to put some wires together to reboot.
Under a minute.
Yeah, I don't know.